And welcome to In Touch. Joining us this morning, we have some of the folks from the Big Idea Competition, including Kelly Weaver, director of the Small Business Development Center, along with Kendra Hines, her second in charge, as I was told, one of the interns over there, and also, I guess, second in charge when Kelly's not around. Ladies, how's it going this morning?
Great. Thanks for having us, Adam.
Yeah, great.
Thank you guys so much for coming on. So, Kelly, we'll start with you. We're here for the Big Idea Competition, which I guess opens tomorrow. Is that correct? Tell us about it.
That's right. The Big Idea Competition is a high school business idea competition. Students can submit their ideas online from September 1st, tomorrow, to October 31st. And then we judge those and we choose 8 finalists that will come on campus for an event on December 7th at Northern to compete for over $35,000 in cash and scholarships.
Very good. 15th annual, you said, right?
Yep, it's our 15th anniversary, so it's hard to believe. 2007 was the first year that Big Idea kicked off, and so this is our 16th competition, the 15th anniversary, and we're doing some fun things this year. We're doing some things on social media that Kendra's really been in charge of. You want to share some of that?
Yeah, so we've been posting on Facebook some Throwback Thursdays of leading up to the end of the competition. Last year we showcased our 2007 finalists, and this year will be 2008. And yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Each week, focusing on one of the classes of the competition leading up to 15 weeks from now, we'll mm-hmm. be crowning a new one.
And you guys have grown quite a lot. We were chatting before we came on air. I know we here on In Touch and at Dakota Broadcasting have, I think, followed you since the beginning, certainly since I've been doing the show. And I've chatted with plenty of students from Roncalli, from Rapid City, from Sioux Falls, wherever, I mean, all over the state. But it wasn't until about 2 years ago, and now you say that it's kind of becoming a consistent thing, that out-of-state competitors have been joining the ranks, right?
Right. Well, you know, we consistently market this in-state, but we're an online competition. We have an online presence. So a few years, probably about 2012, we had our first out-of-state entries. But at that time, you had to be here in person to compete. So if they got into the finalists and couldn't be here from New Jersey, they didn't come. Well, 2020, we had an out-of-state student who was a finalist, and everything was online in 2020. So he was able to compete. And then last year, 2021, we went back to normal. But because of what we learned doing an online competition, we said, well, if a student from out-of-state can be available in live time to do their presentation, we can do that via Zoom and they can participate. So we had a student from Washington State last year, and I've already had contacts from students from Texas, Connecticut, California, just all over the state. You know, I've even had an out of country.
Really?
Out of country. It's like, we're not ready for international just yet. Give us 15 more years.
always growing. So, and Kendra, if you would, tell me more about what you've been doing with this. You mentioned that you've been working on this a long time, and the opening, you know, it opens tomorrow, so I'm sure you're excited. But I guess, what have you been doing specifically for the Big Idea, besides the online presence, as it were?
Yeah, so we actually just got out all our mailings to teachers, principals, community members. Like I said, I do a lot of social media, I do website updates, and just anything that I can.
Very good. Tell me more, what's new this year? You said there's a couple of new things, and you're always growing with the Big Idea Competition, as we mentioned, even considering maybe international one day. No, I'm just kidding. But what else is going on that's new for the Big Idea?
Well, one of our longtime sponsors, Dakota Bank, has increased their support this year, and they'll be sponsoring our first place prize. So we're grateful for that. We're grateful for all of our sponsors that continue to be on board with Big Idea. And we have a new special category award this year. If you recall, in the past, we have an ag innovation, we have a marketing design, we have a wellness award. This year, we are partnering with the South Dakota Retailers Association to have a hometown business award. And what our specialty awards are is students just submit their idea, and if they fit into any of these categories, they mark that on their entry. And then we look at like the top scoring 10 entries in each category, and the sponsor chooses the winner then of that special category prize. And they get $500 in cash and scholarships.
And students are encouraged, of course, to compete on their own, and plenty of them do. But you mentioned that a lot of teachers will have students, as part of a class project, compete. And by that, I mean, you know, probably come up with an idea, how to execute it, and see if they can't make it to the finals, right?
Right. A lot, I would say 90%+ of our entries come through our teachers who are having their students do this as part of a class, part of their CTE organizations like FBLA or FCCLA or FFA, that they're saying, oh, teacher's saying, okay, we're going to do this. You submit an entry, all the students submit their entries for the class, and they get judged in the pool. And we hear from teachers that they're surprised sometimes of the students who make it through. It's not the students that they thought might be the winning candidate. So that's great. You know, this is one of those opportunities where we want to give kids the experience of being what being in business is like. So often we tell our kids, go to school, get a job, go to school, get a job. And that's great. We need that. But that's not a path for everybody. So Big Idea gives them an opportunity to say, well, what would it be like if I had my own business? What does that look like? What would I have to do? And it's an eye-opener for kids. They often say, this is a lot more work than I thought. It's fun. I'm excited about it, but I need to have a plan, and there's a lot of moving parts. So it's a great opportunity for students.
Kendra, did you compete in the Big Idea competition?
I did in 2018.
You did in 2018?
Yes.
What was your idea?
It was actually like a daycare centered at the school, because at the time we didn't have one, or ours just closed down, so...
And did you make the finals or anything like that?
I didn't. I think I made honorable mention, but I didn't get finalist.
So, you know, what did you learn, I guess? So what did you take away from that experience?
Like Kelly said, it's more about, like, the process of actually being or creating a business, and how you have to put everything together, plan it. It's a lot more work than you would expect, but it's also a good opportunity to see that.
And did you compete by yourself, or did a teacher have you compete?
It was a teacher, so.
Gotcha. Are you glad that they had you compete?
I am. It was a small class, but I'm glad we got to do it.
Awesome. And, you know, we were chatting before we came on air as well, and you mentioned your throwback Thursdays, where you're looking back on 15 years of Big Idea and whatnot, and not that you can't still have a kind of a brick and mortar idea, but of course business and the economics change all the time, especially things moving online and whatnot. You mentioned one of your finalists that first year was a brick and mortar shop, which again can still happen, but a lot more moving to apps and online and things like that, right?
Right. We had two students from Roncalli High School. Their idea was a tennis store. They were both tennis players. And so that was, you know, that was a great idea, and they got first place. And, you know, that was their only option back then. It's interesting because our South Dakota Retailers Hometown Business Award, their focus is brick and mortar stores with, you know, requiring them to have an online presence of some side, not just an online store, but a store that's going to be on our main street in our small communities, but also is going to be able to sell out the back door through an online presence. So that's kind of what they're focusing on in that Hometown Business Award, to get kids to think about both halves of that.
Awesome. So how do kids sign up? How do schools sign up? How do we get involved with the Big Idea?
The easiest way is just to go to our website, bigideasd.com, and right in the upper right-hand corner, there's a teacher or advisor login for our teachers. There's a student login for the students. The advisors create an account. The students create an account. And then when the students go to start their entry online, they can choose their advisor. So then their advisor has access to what students have signed up in their class. They can go look at their materials, give them feedback. But basically, they just create an account, and as they go through that process, they're presented with the five sections of the business idea that they have to cover in about 1,000 words, and complete it and submit it by October 31st.
And the finals will be in December, or when is that again?
Yeah, December 7th. It's a Wednesday, and it's on campus at the Johnson Fine Arts Center. We have students doing their presentations in the morning. We've got activities. We've got the Hub City Cup Show that sponsors or that hosts some of our honorable mention students that'll get to talk about their ideas. And then we're going to have a panel of business owners speaking at the final competition award ceremony. And all the finalists will give their pitches there, too.
Very good. We have to leave it there. Hopefully, we'll get to chat with some of the finalists when that comes around. Once again, the folks from the Big Idea competition, Kelly Weaver, along with Kendra Hines. Ladies, thank you so much for coming on the radio this morning.
Thanks for having us.
That's going to do for today's edition of In Touch, a locally produced feature of Dakota Broadcasting Radio. I'm Adam St. Paul.